This is Shelley Brim Baggett, and we are coming to you from beautiful Springfield, Missouri, where Mother Billy Brim has asked us to share on miracles. And honey, are we blessed to have your mother last week or what?
Last week was wonderful, and we've got another week of miracles.
How marvelous. So let's get started. We're here with my beautiful mother-in-law, Ruth Baggett, and welcome.
Thank you.
And we had finished last week about you walking out a miracle in your own life when you had a stroke.
Yes.
Now, what year did this happen?
That was in 1998.
My. And you shared about how you had seen a week before the shadow of death.
Yes.
And how you opened your heart to the Lord and just got open and honest in every area, and how fear completely left you. And then, what happened?
Then, when it happened in the restaurant.
So the stroke occurred in a restaurant?
Yes. And everything began to move. And my husband said, "Let's go." And I said, "Just a moment." And he took one look at me and he knew that something was wrong. He said, "All right." So when I got my composure, then we walked out on the porch of this restaurant, and my son came up and he said, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And he said, "I think she must have eaten something in there that caused her to be sick." And I said, "No, something has happened in my head, and I'm losing my composure now." And he said, "Oh, Daddy, let's get her to the hospital. Let's take her to the emergency room." And he said, "No." He said, and he said, "But Mother, what do you want to do?" Because he had to let them know that this was my decision, because I had already said, "Don't haul me off." And
he
remembered what I said.
Yes.
And I said, no, I want to go home. And that hurt me to see my son hurting, because he saw how sick I was, but yet I had a commitment.
Yes.
During that week that I had prayed, I said, "God, I'm yours.
Yes.
Do what's good, seems good to you, whatever it is. Do what you see fit with my life."
Yes.
Well, if it takes my life, well, then take my life. If it's the glory to you. And so I couldn't go back on that commitment, because I'd given him my life. And I didn't feel like I needed to go try to save my life if I had really put myself in his hands. So my husband drove home. Oh, it was, I knew he was driving fast to try to get me to my home. And the Lord just worked everything out just perfectly. On our way home, I became so very nauseated. And just as we pulled into our driveway, I said, "Open the door." And when I did, I began to regurgitate. And it was such a violent regurgitation, I really didn't know if I could live through it, that part of it. I really didn't know, but it didn't matter. I was in the hands of God, and I had no fear whatsoever. So they got me to the bed, and my head fell back with no coordination left in my body, and my eyes still shifting back and forth, back and forth. And that happened from Saturday till Monday. My eyes did not stable until Monday. But during this time, my children were so very upset about me being ill, and each one spoke to me thinking they could convince me to go to the doctor. And it hurt me. That was my next trial, was to see them hurt and me say, "No, I'll be all right." And I asked my husband, because the Bible says that if there's any sick among you,
yes,
call for the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And I felt that I, under this obligation to God and the scripture, that I needed to ask for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Not them,
yes,
chase you down to ask you to pray for you,
yes,
but I needed to ask them.
The recipient.
Right. And so I said, "Pray for me. Get the oil and pray for me." He did. And I said, "Now, Lord, I feel confident that whatever you're going to do will be your will, not mine, but yours. Let it be done. And so by Monday, my eyes settled, but my face blew up, my neck blew out, I looked like a monster. But I lost my coordination to where I could not walk at all. And I realized that this was something I had prayed, God, show my children the real, real old-time Pentecost. What took place in those days, show them, let this generation know that God is still a healer.
Yes.
And that we don't have to depend on man. Mm-hmm. Thank God for the help of these given us, but that my dependence is upon you.
Yes.
And show them the real Pentecost, the real power of God.
Yes.
And then I realized, well, he's showing them now, and mm-hmm. I was going to be the example.
Yes.
And so then it was a couple of weeks that I could not walk very well. My face, I looked at myself 2 weeks later. I said, oh, my goodness, I just look so terrible. He said, honey, you look really good now. But my face looked awful. Mm. Swelled, and my neck swelled out. And so when I did not go anywhere but just trusted in God, well, my son had asked a friend of his, a minister, to pray for my mother. She's had a stroke and she's not going to the doctor. Well, it got spread through the Pentecostal community like wildfire that Sister Baggett has had a stroke and she refuses to go to the doctor. But thank God, within a few weeks, I showed up at the fellowship meeting.
Praise the Lord.
And one of the old-time preachers that knew about old-time Pentecost said, Sister Baggett, it's so good to see you here tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I recovered from that without one ill effect. There was nothing that,
a miracle.
That left a mark on me that
Glory.
I had been sick. And God,
no, you're just as beautiful. You look so perfect.
Took me through it. And all the glory goes to my God because, I did my praying before. And after it happened, I relaxed and said, now, Lord, just have your way.
Yes.
And only God can take
the rest
that kind
of faith.
Of fear.
Yes, only God can
take that kind of fear away from you.
For God has not given you the spirit of fear.
You're seriously ill.
Yes.
And just rely on him and know.
Yes.
And I recovered completely from
I have a friend whose husband just had a stroke, and they're believing God, and they're making steps. But it's a manifestation that's coming, unfolding like a napkin is what I call it, you know. And so I know she may be hearing this broadcast and be encouraged and inspired by your testimony.
I encourage people to really, trust mm-hmm. God and learn how to trust God. Now, my husband did not learn that overnight. It took a process of seeking God to get to that place where he could trust God mm-hmm. with his life.
Yes.
Putting your life on the line
mm-hmm.
is really an experience.
Yes.
And at the funeral, my husband's funeral, this same preacher that was at the fellowship meeting said that we had, learned to practice and live and practice divine healing. And
it's so true.
And, my husband's experiences encouraged our experiences in God encourages other people to learn to trust in God.
Because we need one another.
Yes, yes.
And the power of the testimony.
Yes.
We can never underestimate these testimonies and what God can do through them to help others.
Yes.
Now, what are the first miracles?
The first miracle that happened to me was before my husband was in dental school and we had set up our practice, and of course we went in debt to have that practice, and we owed at that time $10,000 was a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Back in 1952. And so he said, honey, I'm not going to make a bank deposit. I'm going to put this money in this baking powder can, and I'm going to put it right here under the sink, and don't you come cleaning up and throw that away. And I said, okay. Well, one night, about midnight, he went to put something in the can, and he said, where is that can?
Uh-oh.
Well, what does the husband say to his wife when she says, "Oh, today I threw it away. I came cleaning up." Just the thing he said was the thing I did. I threw it away. It went off in the garbage. Now, don't ask me how I got a hold and knew who even the garbage man was. To this day, I can't remember how we found out who he was. But we called him, and he came and he took us out to the dump yard. And I don't know if we have time to finish this.
Yeah, go ahead.
But we went out, and it was in a small, was a town, and they had been dumping there for years. We picked this garbage man up, and we went out to this garbage dump, and he said, "Well, I threw that load off of your street out here in this area somewhere," and did his hand just over a great area. And I tell you, I didn't care who heard me. I cried out, "Jesus, Jesus, help me to find this," because that meant, you know, it's paying our notes and everything. And so I just called on his holy name.
Yes.
Like I knew to do.
Yes.
And so my husband, we had sticks stirring in that smoldering garbage looking for that baking
powder. So it was all on fire.
It was all on fire. And there were people baked in those days, and there was lots of baking powder cans all over the place. And so all of a sudden, stirring with those sticks on a dark night, with one flashlight. And as I began to call on the Lord and speak his holy name.
Yes.
Power in that name. I looked down and I said, "Well, here it is right here."
Thank you, Lord.
He said, "How do you say, 'Here it is right here,' when there's a million others all around and it didn't have a label on it, burnt the label off the fire, and you say, 'Here it is'?" I said, "It is. That's it."
That's a miracle. Keep going.
And so he said, "We'll see." He took his knife, lifted the lid off, and sure enough, there it was.
Hallelujah.
But if he would shake it, it would go all to pieces.
Oh.
But the end of the story is we took it to the bank, and the banker said, "You don't need to see anything from this. It won't happen because someone else, this happened, and they only recovered some silver."
So it was all just burnt to a crisp.
Yes, and I knew the man that it happened to from another community. And so the second miracle was when they was able to read the serial numbers off of that. And I got a letter from the bank saying, "Come and get your money."
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
That was just
totally
great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I know, that's a miracle.
Yes,
the odds of all those millions or baking can, you found it, calling on the holy name of God, and Jesus cares for every area of our life. And so we are coming this week on miracles and what God's done. Bless you in Jesus' name.